Hi everyone, Sane Man here. First off, thanks to everyone for their kind words telling me you'd miss me if I stopped making content. It was the closest thing to actually going through your own funeral. There were 1,000+ people saddened by my decision, and there were probably at least 10 times as many that felt the same way they didn't express themselves. It's been a while since I stopped producing content, and I've just been putting unreleased videos out. And I was hitting a bit of an existential crisis with regards to what to do next. About 2 years ago, I started focusing on meme videos because I wanted to reach younger guys that were used to watching TikTok and short-form videos because people's attention spans were cooked. Now the Canadian government, and soon most others, probably the United States too, will restrict freedom of speech and freedom of reach. Reach because they already took away our freedom of reach on platforms like YouTube, through things like algorithmic suppression. I think it's time to change formats and try something new. Even without government censorship, algorithmic suppression on this trajectory will take my views away entirely in another 1 or 2 years anyway. I need a routine, so I've started making travel videos a few times a week on my Cool Buildings channel. And on this channel, I'm planning on making 1 or 2 virtual sex system progress reports here as well. So no more fighting the culture war and exposing gynocentrism. This way I can keep my sanity by not just retiring and falling into hedonism, and also keep my brain sharp. Although when I started my channel in 2013, it had been 12 years since I was in university writing anything. So my analytic skills will still be there, but I need an insane amount of mental stimulation to remain stable, otherwise anxiety and depression will come for me. I don't want to take medication, and the last 13 years of content creation have been amazing for my mental health and morale. After a few weeks of making travel videos, besides there being way too much competition on YouTube for that format, the anxiety started creeping in, because I wasn't using my mind enough. I've been discouraged by the algorithm because it's been suppressing everything. Thinking and writing about things here and recording them is my form of therapy. But it's time to get really creative. Some of you might remember my earlier videos where I covered Slutwalk and the Christmas Without Women. I suspect one of the reasons my content was great between 2013 and 2015 was because I was operating in a vacuum. There were no other people using the same talking points because MGTOW channels had either retired or they didn't exist back then, or rarely put out any content. It's time to return to my roots and develop new technology without the influence of others. Rehashing talking points about single mothers, Indians, and hypergamy is pointless at this point, when there are hundreds of creators putting the same stuff out there. Time for something novel and exciting. To be honest, the reason I haven't worked on the sex bot sooner had nothing to do with funding and everything to do with the fear of failure. Living with avoidant personality disorder, one of the greatest fears is how people will perceive you. If you try and fail, criticism can be devastating for one's ego. But it's time for a new journey because the age of MGTOW philosophy is over thanks to government censorship. I predicted 10 years ago that governments would eventually have to restrict our freedom of speech to try and get men back to the plantation. It's gonna fail as guys will lay flat and go their own way from a system that hates them and exploits them. Also, from 2019 to 2023, I wasn't monetized and still made content, because I was making more than enough for my Bitcoin and tech stocks. Sane Man content was a public service at that point with a little bit of money from sponsors and advertisers. Then that started falling off and the meme format was born. But all the censorship legislation passing in Canada completely demoralized me, and I'm not quitting meme videos because I want to. I also can't go back to making the content before that because it would be considered hate speech with the so-called criminalization of criticizing marginal groups. Women, alphabet people, migrants, etc. I have to go forward and choose my words and actions very carefully. The US is heading in the same direction. There are corn ID verification bills in 25 states. And social media bans for young people are requiring adults to give them their ID and lose your privacy. Eventually, legislation for security forcing ISPs to log all of your data for a year like they are introducing in Canada will all be in the United States as well. Then the VPNs disappear. Not because they'll be banned, but because the legislative environment will make it impossible for them to function, and the elites want their power and influence over us back. To them, it looks as though we've had a little bit too much to think. So I guess no more criticizing WAM and alphabet people, Islam, Indians, immigration policy, old women hitting the wall, fat people, boomers, which is considered ageism in basically any identifiable group. Those were the cornerstones to my meme videos. No more talk about single mothers and their children. I'll even avoid talking about California and Marxism to be on the safe side. Even pointing out that a person is a woman or an Indian, for example, might be considered a microaggression to the wokies. So it's best just not to talk about them entirely. Topics I can still talk about include my AR virtual sex system, the fertility crisis, AI, the markets, and probably government policy in taking our rights away. Basically, things that will encourage more and more men to go their own way away from relationships. By creating alternative routes for sexual release, reproduction through surrogacy and artificial wombs, and eventually robo-nannies. I suspect the feminists will try and ban all of those things eventually, if they believe that they're losing power. It's time to stop criticizing women's behavior, and cut the umbilical cord, so to speak. Time to help men gain sovereignty. Maybe even create a male declaration of independence at some point. Be ready for a greatly reduced video frequency. Maybe one or two videos a week. Nothing that could be seen as spreading so-called hate speech. I'll be working within the limitations of an authoritarian Western state and using their rules against them the way you use your opponent's inertia against them in martial arts. I'm pretty pissed off. And it's time to use the nuclear option. I'm not just going to be making videos to fill time anymore, but because I have something meaningful to say. I'm someone that's used to overstimulation. I write 6 pages of content each day, consume 2 hours of Bitcoin content to help me make my investment decisions. Without content creation, there's a missing hole in my life, and I suffer from the curse of creativity. I've been very lucky to be the 1% of people out there who have been successfully monetizing their creativity. The problem is that without repetition on a daily basis and creation, I lose mental stability and sanity. 2 years ago, I got tired of dedicated videos about female nature. There was no more fun and fulfillment there anymore. It brought me great joy making meme videos and freedom, making the right investment decisions. I also paced myself so it didn't lead to burnouts. I reached a balanced state for over 10 years. Before that point, I would sedate myself with a few hours of work each day and sex, and a relationship to some extent, which is basically a love lobotomy. I can't go back to either of those things. So what to do now? It's time for the virtual sex system regardless of if it fails or not. Releasing some videos to assess feasibility is not a failure. It's just research and development. It's a new journey and with conviction would only take a few months to get a prototype going. I have a fine arts degree where I learned that 90% of work is the conceptual framework of an art installation, which is technically what I'm building, and only 10% is the technical execution. Governments are already freaking out about AI chatbots and boys choosing to have relationships with them instead of real girls. If I was in university today and said what I did back in the day with the Bible quotes that I used, they would have turned me into a criminal. At this point, I'm not working towards money, attention, or views, but instead towards the next step in male sovereignty. Building this technology won't be considered hate speech or criminal behavior, at least for now. I also need to heal my skin, meaning I need to get away from screens to some extent. But I'm also a dopamine junkie from trading on the markets and just consuming content. The virtual sex system as a potential side quest will now become my main quest, and hopefully you'll all be along for the journey. Creating meme videos was highly addicting for me because of the humor, and I've really needed to laugh at our current clown world situation to stay sane the last few years. Now the Canadian government is about to outlaw humor. Sorry guys, but the humor release valve is not allowed anymore. The plan is now to test the Meta Quest and Apple HoloLens, and I'll let you guys know. I'll probably release a video shortly. And I'll hopefully become a tech startup founder soon. It's the end of one era and hopefully the beginning of another one. Let's see if I can prove that I don't need free speech to make men free. That's the new challenge. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.